You're listening to Faith with Friends podcast, where we talk about faith, relationships, and spiritual growth. Welcome to our circle and the conversation where we seek to know God and make Him known. Now, here's your host, Lisa Lorenzo.
Welcome back, friends, and thank you for joining us for these 40 days that we're setting apart every single day to seek God out through the scriptures. Well, as I shared in the first episode of this series, I've invited some of my friends to come in and share what's on their heart, what verses are encouraging them, and what they're hearing from the Lord. Today is one of those days, so I hope that you find a quiet place, sit back, and allow the Lord to speak to your heart. Thanks for being here.
Hi, my name is Charlotte, and I'm part of Faith with Friends. And I wanted to share with you today on praying for each other, praying for our friends in valleys, in difficult times, as we approach the time when our Savior faced the most difficult valley of suffering anyone on earth has faced. And recently I was praying for one of my dear friends whose mother is truly in the valley of death and waiting for Jesus to call her name. And as I was praying for her, and as she's in hospice and her daughters and her family around her, the Lord brought to my mind Isaiah 6:1-4. Follow along with me. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with 6 wings. With 2 wings, they covered their faces. With 2, they covered their feet. And with 2, they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." And at the sound of their voices, the doorposts and the thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. I love those images. And I literally, as I was praying for her, I felt the presence of the Lord in the room with her mom and her family. I felt the train of his robe filling that room with glory, his glory. Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And I just was so, it was such a powerful image and vision in my mind, and I shared it with her, and I said, remember, the King is in the room. May he strengthen your hearts and minds and give you the peace that transcends all understanding in Jesus Christ.
Happy Easter.
Thanks for joining us for today's Faith with Friends podcast. We hope you will like and subscribe as we continue the conversation. Follow us on Instagram at Faith with Friends. If you enjoyed this podcast, would you forward to your friends so our circle will continue to grow?